This recording, Peru 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, wash her face, pick up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Peru, and the coast area of Peru is about 500 miles from Ecuador, and I was born and raised there. And then I came to California when I was 19 years old. This was challenging for me. I mean, you know, all the writing and, you know, speaking languages. Not that math is not really speaking language, but less, a lot less. Mm-hmm. It's hard for a person that was not born with the language to mm-hmm. learn another language. It takes a long time. But, I mean, I finished college and have, you know, a profession. I'm a school teacher, so I guess I have a good command of the language, yeah. But it just... There are sometimes a lot of words that I don't know how to pronounce. Mm-hmm. I was very independent and never had to, you know, tell my parents, this is what I did in the school, my grades. You know, it was my responsibility, my grades, it's my grades. Mm-hmm. I'm a parent, mm-hmm. right, and I don't agree with sleepovers. And it's so common, and that's the culture. so I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Because I think kids have enough with their friends. I mean, they're in the school all day. Mm-hmm. And pretty much after school, sometimes they have sports. So they're still with their friends. Mm-hmm. So there's a little, very little time, family time. Very little family time.